With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The HSA is back in the spotlight this afternoon, with government promising fresh answers on how it's serving patients across the three islands. The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability says Minister Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes is set to leave a live ministry update briefing this afternoon in the Government Administration Building. Officials say the session will give the community an opportunity to hear about current priorities and next steps for the public health system, which runs Grand Cayman's 127-bed Anthony S. Eden Hospital, the district clinics and sister island facilities. The ministry is encouraging residents to tune in on CIGTV, on YouTube and online streaming platforms to hear the briefing directly. Of course, we here at Radio Cayman and our sister station Breeze will also keep you in the loop on the event as it happens. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is highlighting a post-secondary scholarship opportunity for Caymanian students interested in a professional career in policing and public service.
Successful acceptance on this program will enable participants to work closely with RCIPS while studying, receiving mentorship and support through the three-year program. At a conclusion, the degree students will be able to join RCIPS in a full-time capacity as police officers.
Assistant Commissioner Rob Atkin tells Radio Cayman eligible Caymanian students can apply for funding to pursue a Bachelor's of Science professional policing degree at the University of Portsmouth in England. To take advantage of the opportunity, potential students will need to be accepted to the University of Portsmouth. They also need to meet the eligibility requirements for an overseas post-secondary government scholarship, and the deadline is upcoming. It is, in fact, tomorrow. So head online to moescholarships.gov.ky for the application and port.ac.uk for more on the educational program itself. And from a career in policing to a career in relaxation, DOT is turning burnout into a job vacancy, and it could be the best assignment of your life. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism this week announced it is hiring its first ever chief relaxation officer, a two-week island time assignment designed to fix what officials call the, quote, modern vacation problem, where they say they've seen that 4 in 10, at least Americans, say they come home from holiday exhausted and most still follow strict schedules even when they are off. The role is part of the Welcome to Vacay campaign and is open to U.S. residents 21 and over with a valid passport, with applications due by the 17th of February. Director of Tourism Rosa Harris says Cayman wants to show travelers that slowing down is not a luxury but a way of life right here on the island. And the CRO will be required to model that mindset, from getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night and spending slow time by the water to enjoying fresh local food, unplugged sunsets, and learning relaxation rituals from locals. To apply, would-be chief relaxation officers must submit their, quote, worst vacation ever story at visitcaymanislands.com/chief relaxation officer, with officials stressing that this is a promotional contest and prize package. It is not a real offer of employment, and that full terms and conditions apply therefore. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Trump has nominated an outspoken critic of America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, as its new head. Kevin Warsh will take over from the current chairman, Jerome Powell, in May. Mr. Powell has resisted pressure from the White House to cut interest rates. The Iranian foreign minister has again said his country is ready for talks with the United States on the basis of mutual respect. But Abbas Araghchi warned that if the US attacked his country, Iran's response might surpass the boundaries of a bilateral war. India's Supreme Court has ordered all schools to provide free sanitary pads to female students. The judges ruled that menstrual hygiene is a fundamental right. The head of the United Nations says it's at risk of imminent financial collapse due to unpaid fees and budget rules that force it to return unspent cash it might never have had. In a letter to UN ambassadors, Antonio Guterres said the delivery of UN programmes was being threatened. Work has started on a $70 million runway expansion at a US military base in Kenya. The Manda Bay Air Base is used as a hub in the fight against al-Shabaab militants in neighbouring Somalia. An intelligence group which tracks jihadist activity says the Islamic State group claims to have carried out the attack on an airport in Niger earlier this week. The military government in Niger says 20 attackers died in the action at the airport in Niamey. A judge in Manhattan has ruled that Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of a top healthcare executive, will not face the death penalty. The judge dismissed some murder and weapons charges against Mr. Mangione, who's accused of killing the boss of a health insurance firm in 2024. That's the latest BBC News.